Welcome to another episode of the Guys with God podcast called Sharing Our Struggles, where we discuss the everyday challenges and frustrations that all men go through during their lives at one time or another. We like to talk about how we've dealt with them from both our past experiences and from what God reveals to us through His Word. Now, here's today's episode. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast, Sharing Our Struggles with Guys with God. Today, I'm here again with my brother, Mark. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Doing great, Ron. Good to see you.
Good, good. And today, we're going to talk about, it's a commandment, and it's also Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, and it's honor thy father and thy mother. So, something that we're kind of, I'm going through, and I know you are too also, Mark, is taking care of our parents, looking after our parents as they get older. And the struggles of being a caretaker and what that involves, and some of the things that both of us are going through that I'm sure everyone else out there has struggled with one way or the other. Either it has done it, has going through it, has gone through it, or will be going through it in the future. So, Mark, when it's the commandment and what I said earlier with Ephesians 6, 2, 3, honor thy father and thy mother. So, as our parents are getting older, as they're getting up in age, and they're having some struggles themselves, and they're kind of needing more care from us than sometimes we are willing or wanting to give, how is that affecting you, and how are you doing that? And, you know, just kind of your experiences, what you're going through with that now.
Sure, I'd be glad to, Ron. Thanks. The main reason why we live where we live now in Queen Creek, we bought this house with Tammy's parents, and the agreement was, we were honored and humbled to share a home with them as their age crept up on them, I guess is the best word to put it. Tammy's mom did go to be with the Lord during COVID because of her stage 4 kidney failure that we knew she had. That's one of the reasons why we bought the house. Second reason was, though, like the Bible commands us, 1 Timothy 5:8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. But that was the biblical base for us. But the family base was, it was very important to Tammy to be able to be here for her mom and dad. So Bobby went to heaven back in 2020. Here we are in 2023 now, and Roy is 87 years old and doing great. But it's an honor to take care of him. But it does come with some challenges. Roy is from a different generation, from a different time, and just like our daughter looks at me and her mom differently because we do things she doesn't understand, Tammy's dad thinks certain ways and believes certain things sometimes that we don't understand. So the challenge for us is to give grace, give understanding, and try to be supportive of some of the decisions he makes. He still is very functional. He's still very vibrant. He volunteers at the church. He goes to the gym twice a week. He's very active in our men's study, as you know. But it's sometimes challenging trying to see the world through his eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have our not only our struggle, but our challenge trying to accept, tolerate, and love that.
Mm-hmm. For me, as you may know, as I've shared with you in the past, is we have my mother-in-law living with us. And she is in the stage, she has dementia, and it seems to be progressing pretty rapidly, I would say, over the course of the last month or so that she's been with us. And her memory, as far as like her short-term memory, is basically non-existent. So we can say something, or I can say something to her, and 30 seconds later, she doesn't remember what I said. Things that she has done, like last week, she spent time with her sister, she went out for dinner. The next day, she didn't recall any of that. She didn't remember any of that. So it's a challenge having her live in our house. My wife and I had talked about trying to not have that situation change us, our way of life, and stop us from living. We were trying to say that we want to continue living our life. But it's been a challenge. As much as we try to do that, live our lives and not stop our lives, it's put a damper on that. We do have to plan a lot of things around what are we going to do with our mom. For me, the challenge is that we kind of have separation. We put her in the back of our house where she kind of has her own, quote unquote, she calls it her apartment. She has her own entrance, her little refrigerator and shower and all that stuff, TV. But the challenge or the struggle I'm having now is that she's alone most of the time. The battle I have is that it's a struggle to want to spend time with her and interact with her and hang out with her when she doesn't really remember anything. You really can't hold a conversation with her. And it's really hard. And I think how God has wired me, I kind of care a little bit about when I see her back there by herself and spending hours upon hours by her alone. It pulls at my heartstrings, you know, and I struggle with that. And but it's a struggle to want to go spend time with her. So I don't know what, you know, there's times I don't know what to do. I feel bad for not doing it, but I also don't want to do it. So that's where I'm at. And it's hard, you know, and my wife she handles it differently. And God bless my wife. She's doing an amazing job with caring for her mother. She's very strong. She handles her very well. She can do what I can't do. You know, and I have to, sometimes I got to catch myself, and that's not my mom. So I kind of have to let my wife take the lead on taking care of her. As much as I, like we talked earlier about, I'm a guy, I want to fix it. I think I can fix her, mom. I can't do that. So I have to turn that over to God. And that's the battle I'm having now, is surrendering that, turning it over to God, and letting God control everything instead of me trying to control it.
That's the hard part too, Ron. I feel for you. We've been lucky that we've not had to deal with the situation you're dealing with. Going back to 2020, Tammy's mom was in and out of hospice, in and out of all kinds of dialysis and doctor's things and everything else. And that was a lot of problems for us, for her. And with COVID, you could not visit people in hospice. It became very frustrating for Roy not being able to see his wife, and for Tammy not being able to be there to comfort her mom. So as Bobby's health continued to decline, her wish was to come home and be around family. Mm-hmm. So we did the most anti-COVID thing you could do. We checked her out of the hospital AMA, brought her home. We had hospice people understanding, so they set us up and taught Tammy and Roy more than me how to take care of her 24/7. It was 24/7 taking care of her, lifting her into the bathroom, helping her bathe. And they had people coming from the hospice during the day to help with a lot of things. But long story short, as Bobby's time to go to heaven drew near, we knew we had all the grandkids, and anybody in the family that could come came here to the house. Mm-hmm. And Bobby went to heaven with all of her loved ones around her, just like she had wanted. So that was the blessing of being able to do that. We turned a sad time into a very, very uplifting and just holy time, watching her pass to heaven as a family. And I know that helped Roy. But now fast forward, here we are in 2023 again. Roy has a great life, but sometimes it concerns Tammy and I because he's not as active as he used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, we're used to the Roy that used to always be watering the garden or meeting a buddy for coffee or going to other Bible studies other than the one that you and I do. And what I'm learning from listening to Roy and spending time with Roy is time takes a toll on our body. So he's not moving as much as he used to. He's not doing as much as he used to. It's not because he can't. It's just that makes better sense to him right now. So our challenge is respecting that, trusting that, and allowing that to happen. Like I said earlier, his generation thinks differently than our generation, mm-hmm. just like our generation thinks different from our kids' generation. So Tammy and I are working really hard on allowing that to happen. But still, sometimes it can be funny the way things are perceived or heard, or what comes out of my mouth is not necessarily what he receives, or vice versa, especially with watching Roy and Tammy work together on projects. Roy will say something, Tammy will misunderstand it, or Tammy will say something, and Roy will misunderstand it. So watching them trying to bridge that communication barrier has been a good challenge for them both and for all three of us as a family, to make sure we're hearing each other, mm-hmm. and listening to each other. But just sharing with you the frustration of not seeing the Roy that I got to know and love. I still love him, don't get me mm-hmm. wrong, and he's still a great man, but it just hurts me not seeing him be able to run and do the things he used to do all the time. It's very, very scary to me because I know I'll be there someday. But also I have to understand God has a plan for him. And we've got to allow him to become more sedentary and more quieter and more docile in the things he does.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing that we're going through too now, is that when your parent, your elder that you're now having to take care of, they're not the same person that they used to be, that you remember them to be. And the struggle is dealing with that and watching the decline in their health, both mentally and physically. It's a hard thing to go through, and trying to be a caretaker, and as the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother. That's a challenge. That is very difficult because you see how they are declining and deteriorating, and it's hard to be able to see them like that. It's also hard to want to do the things that God calls us to do to serve them. You know, we're called to be a servant. We're called to be selfless, not selfish. And my own selfish desires doesn't want to deal with all that, but that's not how God called us to be, who he expects us to be. And that's hard. It's a challenge when that person is not who they were, and it's more responsibility, it's more caring, it's just tough. But something we've talked about in the past, Mark, is, and I know I need to hear it again, so I'm going to ask you, as far as like when you're dealing with, like, say this is my mother-in-law, so it's not my mother or my father, but it's still my wife's mother, and it's, I have to respect that and treat her as if she is my own. So things that you've kind of helped me walk me through in the past is when I'm going through these struggles is when I'm trying to fix those things that I can't fix, that I'm not supposed to, you kind of gave me some good advice as far as how I to look at it and some of the things I should do and shouldn't do. If you wouldn't mind, would you maybe share a couple of those things again? Because I need to hear it again.
Well, sure. I'd be glad to. I mean, the Bible verse that comes to mind is 1 Peter 5:5. It says this, you younger men, and that's you and me, Ron, we're younger men when it comes to our...
Exactly.
Likewise, you clothe yourselves, and the Bible verse is thrown away, you clothe yourself with humility towards one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So what that's taught me, especially with Roy and a lot of the older folks, is I've got to take the time to listen and make them feel heard. Mm-hmm. That way the stories aren't getting repeated. That way we're not saying the same thing over and over again. Plus, that does spark the conversation. So instead of getting lost on whatever's on Fox News or whatever, you know, the president did or did not do, we can talk about, hey, how did you think the gardener did the other day when he came to the house? Or, hey, how did you think the Bible service, the Bible study went the other night? And inciting or starting conversations like that has helped us bridge that communication gap, and also has found us some commonality that we can share. So that's one of the big things I do. And then the other thing that we try to do is plan more time around Roy. So like in our house, we have game night now on Tuesdays and Fridays with our neighbors. Mm-hmm. And they come over and we fellowship and we hang out and we have fun. But we know and we see that it brings more life into the home. And then the third thing we especially noticed right now with Roy just having his 87th birthday, with all the, we had his son flew in from Texas and two of the granddaughters were here that came in, our daughter and then another granddaughter from California. But just watching them share their lives with him and giving him some things to think about, talk about, and just converse of. We have a wedding coming up next year with the granddaughter in California. So she was talking about her wedding plans, and it was exciting watching him participate in all that. So, and then the final thing is Tammy and her business. She's always asking Roy to help with some of the things we need to do. He's very smart as far as logistics and figuring things out and putting things together. So she'll bring him a business problem or a supply problem, and he'll figure out how to build things or how to make things happen. So keeping them engaged on the level that they can understand, that's what we've learned with this whole thing.
Yeah. And another thing that I'm learning through this process is, especially with my situation with her mom having dementia, is her forgetting things as they get stuck in these loops where it's just the same thing over and over and over again. And as frustrating as it is for me, and as challenging it is at times to want to be in that part of that conversation, I'm learning to redirect. Mm. And that is changing the subject, especially if it's something I don't really want to engage with. Sometimes her mom is funny. She's got a good sense of humor. She'll come up with these zingers every once in a while. And I know I shared something with you earlier. I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but it's just learning as we go. And I think a lot of it is that we just have to have that servant mentality, that idea. It's not about me. It's about her, and look at from her perspective. Like you said, trying to engage Roy in some of the things that he's good at and things with her mom. It's just trying to. A thing that I'm learning is that trying to take it from her perspective is what she's going through. What is she thinking about? I mean, is she aware of what's going on? If she isn't. Instead of my needs or my wants or my rights, that she should be talking like this or she should be engaging in this. It's like her mind is going. It's a disease she has. It's an illness, and trying to be more compassionate and accepting of that, and just looking at it from her point of view, from her mind, that you know she can't help the way she is, mm-hmm. and I can't fix it. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the struggle. I mean, I want to try to fix it, but I can't. And trying to accept that it is what it is, and just trying to be compassionate and empathetic, and just trying to take it one moment at a time. That's hard, you know, because it's your parent, it's my mother-in-law, it's my wife's mother, and I see the battle my wife is having and the struggle she goes. But I like I said earlier, my wife is so strong. I give her all the credit for how she's been able to handle this. And we've talked about it. The other alternative is putting her in a home. And my wife doesn't want to do that. And I'm on board with that too. Because I know we did that once before and it didn't really go well. Her mom is used to being alone most of her life, so she isolates herself. So she would just sit in her room all the time, and at least with us being at our house, we can interact with her, engage with her a couple of times a day, even if it's only for a few minutes. And I have to learn to accept that just a few minutes is good enough for her mom. You know, even though I may want to give her more, but I can't, because it's hard. It's a challenge, and it's something God's working on me right now. And we talked about this earlier, how you said he's getting me through this. He's growing me through this. So he'll give me what I need as I go through it one step at a time. But it's just very difficult. And putting her in a home is not the answer right now, because I agree with my wife. And at least at our house, we can have some control over what's going on. We can check on her as many times a day as we can, and we feel we can give her better care just because it's like two or three of us on one. So, but it's hard. It's a challenge. It's something that I know some of us have already gone through. Some of us are going through it. And if we haven't, a lot of us are going to go through it in the future. So it's just something that it's very difficult to do. But it's, you know, we have to have that, you know, what would Jesus do? And Jesus showed compassion. He loved everybody. And we just have to love him like God loves us.
Absolutely, Ryan. It's the closing verse I want to close us out on today is this. It's a funny one to me. Matthew 7:12. Dear friends, if we don't take care of our parents today, then one day we will reach their place. And who will take care of us? The Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So we agreed with you as a family too. Bobby didn't want to go to a home. Roy doesn't want to go to a home. I don't want to see Tammy in a home. And I don't want to be in a home. So what I mean is, it's not. I want us to all live together, mm-hmm. and so we're in agreement there too. So I think we're doing. God will equip us with the tools we need, mm-hmm. if we just stay in the moment. And I know for guys like us, it's hard to stay in the moment.
Yeah.
But as long as I do that, He usually gives me the tools I need.
Yeah. And one last thing is that, and I talk with my wife and have conversations about this, is that how we are treating our parents is we are modeling that behavior for our kids.
Yes.
So we have to be really careful on how we do that, because how can we expect our kids to take the care that we feel we deserve, that we feel we have rights to, if we're not displaying that or modeling that for our own parents?
Absolutely.
So that's something to keep in mind, and that's hard, but this whole thing, it's hard, it's tough, but it's something that I say I have to practice. What I preach a lot is live in the moment, live for today, don't worry about the future. Because if I worry about the future, I get that fear and I get that anxiety, and then things usually don't go well, and that's when Satan takes over, and I think of the worst. So, yeah. So living today, it's a hard thing for all of us to go through, the ones who have gone through it, the ones who are going through it, but we just have to trust in God, put our faith in Jesus, and hopefully we can all get through this and we can work on it together. So,
amen.
Thanks, Mark, for your insight today and for your sharing. And thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you hear, please share it with a friend. Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page, Guys with God, and also our website, guyswithgod.com, where both places give you an opportunity to pose any questions that you may have from today's discussion or to post any topic that you may want to hear discussed in the future. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.